With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. You know, during this holiday season, our mind turns toward various groups that do a lot of good during the course of the year. We've been talking Salvation Army, things like that. Catholic Charities does a big push during this time. But one that I've been associated with for a long time in so many different ways, the runs that they put on have just gone global, is the Mannion Foundation. And one of the leaders of the foundation, or the leader, really, is Ryan Mannion, Travis Mannion's sister. She and two other women have a brand new book out, The Knock at the Door. These are three Gold Star women. You can imagine The Knock at the Door. And we're doing our next speaker series with them. And part of it is unusual. You have two options. You have a ticket option of a free ticket, okay? Just have to call, you know, go to our website, 1210WPHT.com/speaker series, just like we do it normally. And if you'd like the book, well, then that $25 ticket includes a signed copy of The Knock at the Door. So two options on this one, which is, we've never done that before. This will be on December 10th, so it's just a few days away. And I'll be the person, you know, at this speaker series, honored to be chosen to talk with the three women who have been through this experience and what they come out of from the worst day of their lives moving forward. Ryan Mannion joins us today on Black Friday here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ryan, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very, very well. Yes, I had a great one. I hope you guys did, too.
I did. Yes, it was a great day.
To give us a bit of perspective, were you at home when the title, The Knock at the Door, were you there then? Was it your parents, Colonel Mannion, and your mom or the whole family? Did you know?
It was at my parents' home. I was actually just about a mile up the road.
Okay.
We had our whole family at the house. My mom had thrown an impromptu barbecue that morning.
Oh, God.
And it invited over all her brothers and sisters. And So my aunts and uncles were there, my grandmother. And, you know, I mean, we had a house full of people when we had the service member in dress blues come to our door and share with my parents that my brother had been killed.
Now, Amy Looney Hefferman, I didn't look that Heffernan. I didn't look that up. Is that Travis's buddy? Is that his wife?
It is.
Yes.
Yes. So that is the wife of Brendan Looney,
okay,
who was Travis's roommate at the Naval Academy and best friend, and who was killed 3 years after Travis. And Travis and Brendan are buried next to each other at Arlington in Section
yes.
60.
And that's the thing that really grabbed the Delaware Valley at that point. It was just, you can't write something like that. And Heather Kelly is the third. Who's Heather?
Heather is, Heather's husband was First Lieutenant Robert Kelly, United States Marine. And Heather is the daughter-in-law of General John Kelly, who was President Trump's former chief of staff.
Wow. Okay. And what's the biggest takeaway, Ryan, that you, now, how long ago is this now that this happened for you that morning?
Almost 12 years, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is good to center on that. I guess, I've seen Saving Private Ryan a dozen times, but I've seen it recently. I don't know if you've seen it where the mom, that's a whole plot of this, where three brothers were killed. And
sure.
The mom can see that military vehicle coming up that dusty, I think it's Iowa road, from a half mile away, and she knows what it means. And when she collapses there, you're a military family, though, but I'm sure it's still, with all those family members there, did that comfort or was that even more difficult?
No, I think it was definitely comforting, for sure. And, you know, one of the reasons that Amy, Heather, and I wrote this book was to share those stories and to mm-hmm. share those real accounts of what happens when your loved one is killed in service, what happens after that knock on the door. But we also wrote this book as a way to show the strength of our Gold Star families mm-hmm. and the incredible resilience that they have, what they go on to do. And even more importantly than that, you know, this book is called The Knock at the Door. And the three of us all received a literal knock at the door to tell us pretty much that our lives have been changed forever. But each and every one of us is going to face some sort of a knock in our lifetimes. And that can come in many different forms. It doesn't have to come in the form of losing a loved one in military service, but a cancer diagnosis, a divorce, the loss of a child, all of these different things that can affect us as we go through our lives. And the point of our story was to say, listen, we received that knock, but we also want to tell you how we responded to that knock once we get it.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you almost, it is storybook, can't write what's happened with the Travis Mannion Foundation. And I'm happy to say that it's just golden. You know, the connection with people is universal. And I think the runs are so cathartic, such a great part of it. I've told you, I know there's some bigger ones, but I like the one that I do over in Pennsauken, because mm-hmm. they put up what was happening at that moment on 9/11. And it is quirky, some of the people that turn out like women pushing baby carriages and running. It draws. Yeah. It. I remember one time these kids, it must be interning or they're not in the military. They're cadets of something at a school, ROTC, doing pull-ups on a portable pull-up thing. And one kid did like 50 pull-ups. It was shocking. Prior to the run, it draws that sort of across-the-board connection, Ryan, the run does, and the other stuff that you do during the year of the character training and all that in schools that we hear about. The other two women, are they involved in anything like that? Do you know?
They are. So Amy actually serves as the vice president of the Travis Mannion Foundation.
Oh, okay.
And Heather is our program manager on the West Coast, so she lives out in San Diego.
Okay.
And that's a lot of what we talk about. You know, for us, we have found such incredible purpose after the losses of Travis, Brendan, and Rob through service to others and very much through our work at the Travis Mannion Foundation and the community that we've created. You know, we talk a lot about how the Travis Mannion Foundation, even as big as it has gotten over the past several years, we consider it just one big family. And when you see that person walking down the street with a TMF shirt on or mm-hmm. a magnet on their car, they don't know me and I don't know them, but, you know, it's just that kind of look like, okay, you know, you're part of the crew and you know what it means to honor our service members. You know what it means to serve your community. And really that's just what we're trying to create here, a movement around those five words, if not me, then who? And keep moving forward.
Your mom, I don't think I ever met her, but your dad and you, and you, from what I can tell, are the driving force of what your mom was like, must have just been incredible as getting this off the ground to take this just, and then 3 years later with his friend, Looney, and to continue it on and it's mushroom. What do you think makes this, there's 1,000 of these organizations, but this is one of the top three that seem to have reached people. What is it you think that does it?
I mean, it's funny because people ask me, like, how did the Travis Mannion Foundation get so big? Mm-hmm. And what's the secret? And honestly, I think it's just that we come from a different place. There's no ego about us. We're not trying to do anything more than get people together to serve and honor and remember. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think it is those five words that my brother spoke before leaving for Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was asked why he had to go back, he said, you know, if not me, then who?
And it was the third tour, right?
It was the second tour.
Second tour, okay.
And you can't help but hear those five words and think, wow. You know, I mean, even me, as much as I hear them, as, you know, as much as they're a part of my life, It's when I hear those five words, when I think them, when I look at myself in the mirror and say them, it means something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to the people that have become a part of our organization, it means something as well. And they're driven to be a part of something bigger than themselves and to find purpose and meaning through the work that we do.
Well, and sometimes it's a spinoff thing. When there was an issue there in downtown Doylestown, as if the war on terror or the global war on terror was over, you mm-hmm. swooped in, and somehow or another, people that own that valuable land there created this remarkable niche in the middle yep. of downtown Doylestown to honor people from Bucks County who lost their lives in this war on terror. And sadly, it's ongoing. And some of them, Ryan, I think we talked, have to be difficult because some of them were in accidents, things that happened in staging or doing something else. And finding purpose out of that is what you've been really helpful. The last event that I've seen, that it is the same thing, that they were called to serve, they did it, and it doesn't matter the circumstance, they're heroes.
Absolutely. I mean, these men and women, you know, we lose more men and women to training accidents than anything else in military service.
Mm-hmm.
And so the circumstances around the loss, it's all the same. Because you know what? At the end of the day, they were out there serving.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to make sure that we create a community that's inclusive to them as well, and that they are given the same opportunities to honor their loved one and continue their loved one's legacy of service. And, you know, that was just a small way we could do it for our Bucks County families, a place to honor and remember at Freedom Square in Doylestown. And, you know, we have those types of things happening all across the country. You know, the neat thing is that this organization started right here in Doylestown. It's now grown nationally. We've got 8 regional offices across the country, and there's big things happening everywhere, but I love the sense of community that is right here in our hometown for sure.
Absolutely. I should tell listeners, too, I was told by Walter Koska, our promotions guy, there will be light refreshments there of all sorts at 6 o'clock, and then we kick it off with you three who have been through this with the brand-new book, The Knock at the Door, at around 7-ish. So I'm looking forward. This is a much different speaker series, even though we've done big stuff. And we're kicking it off, too. I don't know if you've been there or not yet, Ryan. The hub at Entercom Philadelphia, the new place where we're all going to be, the radio station, 6 of us, has this performance stage right in the middle of it, which is spectacular. And this is the first event that I know that the station has been doing. So for us, it's really, really important to do it with the Travis Mannion Foundation and with you three.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I have not been there yet, but I've seen pictures. It looks beautiful. And along with those light refreshments, I heard a rumor that they're going to have if not me, then who brew there.
Ah, well, I've never tasted that. Well, that's exactly
yes.
what we have.
Yes.
Thank you for telling us that rumor. Very good.
Yes. I see a lot of people ask where they can get it. Well, if you come on December 10th, you can get it right there. So that's another good plug for some nice refreshments.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, Ryan. Thank you so much, and congratulations on a great new book. Thank you.
Thanks so much. We'll see you on the 10th.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.